Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, someone who's been with me for almost all that time is our good friend Wayne Cruz, Competitive Enterprise Institute, VP for Policy and Technology. Wayne, tell us about CEI.
Well, CEI was founded in 1984, George Orwell's year, and as you and I are talking about regulations, CEI focused on regulation because the idea of Fred Smith, our founder, was to have business defend free enterprise and enlist the business community in supporting free enterprise. And we emphasize the regulatory state, and that's all the paperwork, environmental, labor, economic regulation, financial regulation, insurance. So we don't. There are plenty of groups doing work in tax and budget, plenty of groups doing the wars, but we focus on regulation because, like you and I were talking about, that's the hidden tax. And in a lot of ways, regulation has more of an effect on the economy than spending does.
Well, we've seen that in the transition from Obama to Trump to Biden, folks. It's stark. It's astonishing. It's breathtaking. The direct impact. Yeah. Of a regulatory growth, a regulatory abatement on the economy, and therefore job creation. So I got two questions for you. First, I want you to give us a real quick report on where the 10,000 Commandments, your new regulatory report, is. Where is it?
Well, obviously, the way I'm kind of excited about releasing the new edition of 10,000 Commandments because, you know, just in the nature of things, it's going to be a bookmarking of the Trump administration,
right?
The good and the bad. But it's going to capture all these things you talked about the uniqueness of that era in terms of more business certainty, less flow of regulation, reductions in costs.
So when's it going to – doesn't it usually come out in May?
It usually comes out in May because we assemble it from all the prior year and then also include some of the new budgetary information.
Well, we've been reporting on his 10,000 Commandments since he started it over 20 years ago. So we look forward to getting you back to give us that report in a month or so. Wayne, one of the things I want to point out though is in a lot of Biden's work. In his rhetoric about his policies, he talks about creating jobs, the American Jobs Act, blah blah blah. But the truth is, that's not really what happens, right? I mean, his regulations, right. Like killing the pipeline. These regulatory goals of his are anti-jobs, aren't they?
Well, a lot of ways, well, you can tell that in a lot of the progressive, you know, I'm glad you mentioned the American Jobs Plan because I was hoping just to finish off on that as a transition because we're going from the Trump to the Biden era. We've gone from the Trump to the Biden era. And in only 2 months, Biden has exceeded what Obama did in aggressive, progressive programs. Like Obama in his State of the Union was calling for a new community college. Free community college and, you know, huge expansions of government programs. Well, of course, the COVID crisis nobody on the progressive side was coy about it. The COVID crisis was exploited to bring forth all of these progressive programs.
Right.
And having jobs is not really a concern of theirs. Their concern is getting in place a guaranteed minimum income. And you can see that. Yep. In each little element, each of the little blocks that were put into the programs last year and in terms of family leave and so forth and bridging people over while their kids are in school.
Making us more
dependent
upon government.
And the proposals now to keep a guaranteed income going for months.
Right.
Jobs are not their concern, Jim. And the American Jobs Act plan that just came out is only the second of Biden's triad. Remember, the first one was the rescue plan, then the jobs plan. And in a few weeks, we're going to see a new one called the Families Plan. And these are going to be massive increases in the scope of the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about major new regulation by legislation before any of this stuff ever even gets
and
down
we
to
have
a bureaucrat.
To we have
because
to
this
get
is changing
we have
the
to understand this, and we have to get to our elected representatives. Did you know that as of today, the House of Representatives is only a majority Democrat by 3 votes? Do you know that? As of today, only 3. So you can make a difference, folks. Hey, Wayne, good job today. Come back soon.
Always. Happy to do it. Great talking to you, Jim.
You too.
Really
Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Check it out. We'll get Wayne back real soon to talk about his 10,000 Commandments report, which is a landmark global report that I'm looking forward to. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.